And now taking a bit of time to adjust your posture and settle into a posture that feels really comfortable and yet also gives you a feeling of safety and stability. So feeling into some groundedness with the body. Touch points might be helpful. And possibly really having in the sitting pose a sense of the mountain with a nice strong back and a soft open front. So play around with posture. For that combination of stability and strength with softness and openness. And asking yourself, what really provides a resource for me in this? What kind of posture, or is there even possibly an image, some sense of a safe space that is helpful here without getting lost in it? Any kind of imagery should bring us more into the present moment, not away from it. And if you haven't yet, then please connect with breathing. Perhaps feeling some nice full breaths. And enjoying breathing for a little while. Wherever it's easy for you to feel it, wherever it's pleasant for you to feel it. Gently noticing the wanderings of the mind and gathering the attention back into breathing, into body, perhaps with a mental note. with a friendly interest. And as we go into the metta practice for a friend and then ourselves, let's be sure to continue to really feel into body, into that way in which we're keeping ourselves settled and strong, supported, resourced. Let that sense of body and breathing be a companion throughout the practice. And so allowing ourselves now to hold in mind a friend, perhaps a dear friend, human or non-human. If you're able to visualize this being, that's helpful. If not, that's fine. Doesn't matter. Simply sense into this being, this friend, their presence, companionship, what their friendship means to you. Take a little moment to reflect on this. And then as you're ready, begin to offer the loving kindness, friendliness phrases to the friend. We'll just use the phrases from Boundless Heart. On page 39, I'll offer them out for you so you don't need to look at them. They're pretty simple. Or you can use phrases of your own choosing that feel more appropriate. So holding in mind our friend and feeling the body with the breathing. Staying physically connected with the body as we recite the phrases. May you be safe and well. May you be safe and well. Savor the phrase, its meaning. Its meaning in the face of this friend. May you be safe and well. May you be peaceful. Again, really savoring the phrase and what it means for you in terms of this friend. May you be peaceful. And may you live with ease and with kindness. May you live with ease and with kindness. And in the silence, continuing to practice for the friend, bringing attention back as it wanders, feel body and breathing, and connect with your intentions around the phrases. Safe and well, peaceful, ease and kindness. Possibly using the name of the friend as you go. You notice some rub, some friction in this friendship. It's okay. It's all part of friendship. Notice it. Let the heart open in kindness to it. Ah, yes, this too. So we want to be careful not to slip into ill will and aversion. And take a minute or so to finish off the phrases for the friend and really connect with body and your resourcing within. And notice how the practice is sitting with you so far. Soothing touch at any point. And as you're ready, imagining that the friend is offering you the phrases. They may even use your name and offer you the phrases. Can you kind of sense into them, even kind of hear their voice, how they'd say it? And really savor each time you receive the phrase from the friend. Safe and well, peaceful, ease and kindness. And take another minute with that. Notice how it feels for you. and you might care to now go a little deeper with the self, to offer the phrases to yourself along with the friend. Ah, may we be safe and well in the midst of this. So really taking care of body and connecting with it, feeling nicely supported and resourced. Yourself together with the friend. May we be safe and well in the midst of this. Really savor the phrase, yourself with the friend. May we be peaceful in the midst of this. May we live with ease and with kindness in the midst of this. Ease and kindness in the midst of this. So, carrying on with the phrases, savoring each one for yourself and the friend together. Notice any rub, any friction in the relationship. Any aversion, wanting it to be different. Ah, yes, this too. Support yourself in the body, hand to the heart, or other soothing touch spot. We all struggle in our relationships. And then with that kindness, coming back to the phrases. And if you feel ready, let yourself transition to offering the phrases to just yourself. Perhaps there's a sense of the friend in the background, and always a whole sense of the body nicely supported. And try on offering the phrases to just yourself, to befriend oneself. safe and well. May I be safe and well in the midst of this. May I be peaceful in the midst of this. May I live with ease and kindness in the midst of this. And really savor each phrase. And take another minute to finish off the phrases for yourself and just notice how the practice has been for you. And let yourself rest again as you're ready in simply body, simply breathing, however you're resourcing yourself. Czesław Miłosz wrote in his little poem, Love. Love means to learn to look at yourself the way one looks at distant things. For you are only one thing among many. And whoever sees that way heals his heart, without knowing it, from various ills. A bird and a tree say to him, friend.